Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever worked the night shift? You know, getting used to the schedule isn't much fun. It means eating supper and going to bed when everyone else is eating breakfast and getting ready for the day. Your days and nights are reversed. It means sleeping while others are awake, working when others are playing, watching the moon instead of the sun, working in the darkness instead of the light. It's different. Too lonely, too dark, too much of a difficult thing. Yet life would be much more difficult for everyone if it were not for those who work the night shift. The cop who patrols the warehouses and dark streets from midnight to dawn, the nurse who makes her lonely rounds dispensing care and encouragement for those whose suffering make the dawn a long ways away, the folks who stock the shelves of grocery stores while others sleep, the taxi driver who's there to meet the 3 a.m. flight, as well as the pilot who stayed awake while his passengers slept. Some love the night shift, others hate it. I know one thing. The darkness of the night shift seems to intensify everything. It's darker, it's quieter, it's lonelier, it's longer. 60 minutes can seem as long as an entire afternoon with daylight. During the night shift, everything is intensified, including sounds. The creak of the floor, the noise of the refrigerator, the ticking of the clock, even the whispers of voices or sounds penetrating the darkness. Question: does God work the night shift? You bet He does. In a book entitled, God Works the Night Shift, Ron Mell said that we often hear the voice of God speaking to us in the quietness of the night, when His voice is otherwise drowned out by the din and noise of traffic, the cries of children clamoring for our time, the demands of business and earning a living, to say nothing of the noise of TV and radio with their noxious commercials and empty chatter. C.S. Lewis used to say that pain is God's amplifier, making us hear His voice. That may well be true, but darkness is God's attention getter. Sounds always seem to be heard more readily over water, and it's a sure thing that in darkness you hear God's voice in ways that simply aren't duplicated in the light. Darkness intensifies your pain, your suffering, your loneliness. In his book, Mel wrote, "Whether you are young or old, a baby believer or a seasoned saint, always, always, always remember there is just one thing going on in whatever hardships you're enduring right now. God is working in the dark, and He is doing one thing. He's shaping you to resemble the Prince of Peace, the bright and morning star." It is not only the absence of sunshine that makes for darkness in our lives. It is also the difficulties, the suffering, sometimes the result of our mistakes, the losses we sustain that make for darkness. It is also then that you can hear God's voice bringing comfort, encouragement, and at times, assurance. In the darkness, listen to His voice. Long ago, David wrote, "He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." He could well have written, "He who pledged to keep you during the night shift will never get drowsy or forget you in the darkness that troubles your life." We learn some strong lessons about ourselves and God's care in the darkness. And when the dawn of sunlight begins to pierce the eastern sky, we're better men and women because of what we've been through. Of that, I am sure. I've been there.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.